The Cops Case 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy this morning. Look, on Friday we spoke to Gurmesh Singh about the Jetty foreshore and the future development down there. Later in the morning there was an announcement and a concept plan that went out as well, which has kind of angered a fair few people. We wanted to talk more about it and just, I guess, clear up a lot of stuff around it. Joining us on the line, Melinda Pavey, the Minister for Water, Property and Housing. Melinda, good morning.
Good morning, Moffy.
Now, on Friday, we had the announcement about the Jetty precinct. There's been a fair bit of confusion and stuff over the weekend, though, from concept plans, which I think we need to really clear that up.
Absolutely, Moffy. Now, those concept plans, there were some ideas incorporated in that that have come up in previous stakeholder engagement or community meetings. As we said, as we launched the committee, the community members, including two councillors, this is another opportunity to comment on what the community has come up with so far. You know, and there is no major development east of the road. You know, there is a lot of land there just beside the railway line, but not on the beach side, that we need to consider a sensible future for, as well as what's going to happen with the old fishing club site. And I suppose the positive thing is we've got a lot of engagement, but I think people really have to understand that this is not set in stone. We are continuing to have conversations. And I think the strongest conversation I hear from people in the district is that we need new accommodation, new restaurants, new cafes, new opportunities down there. We don't want to lose any green space, absolutely not. And we also need a hell of a lot of parking. So this is about making all those things possible.
And in that plan, I mean, you've got, there is a mix of obviously retail, of residential, short-term, a cultural centre space kind of thing as well. There's been so many, I guess, community consultations to this point, which is what that design's come from. That could all change, yeah?
It could change. But the very clear message from the community is we don't want overdevelopment. We want clever development that's going to take us into the next decade so we can rejuvenate our accommodation offerings here on the Coffs Coast. You know, with COVID, we're going to have a lot of people wanting to holiday here. Already, I'm hearing that accommodation up and down the Mid-North Coast is booked out, absolutely booked out this weekend. It's only going to increase into the future. We know we live in paradise. And whilst there might be some people that don't want anybody to visit, those of us that work in shops or restaurants or hotels or accommodation know that tourism is a very big part of our economy, and we've got to create future tourism opportunities.
We've got the committee that's been announced now. Obviously, the two councillors, Paul Amos and George Sicardo, are amongst that group. Are they the go-to, essentially, those people on the committee for the community when they say, hey, look, this is a concern I have. Can you raise it for me?
Yes, they are, as well as people like Warren Skinner, the Aboriginal Council, Land Council representative. So the councillors would be a good touch point, but there are other members of the committee that are well known throughout the Coffs community, and they were chosen for being well known so that they can have, you know, their opinions put forward. And there's a mixture of people. There's people that might be associated with business, but there's also others that are associated with not wanting to do very much down there. So that's why we've chosen those people on the community from a raft of opinions. But all I ask for, and that's what I said on the Friday, can we just please have a respectful conversation, not a Facebook warrior type approach. Let's have a look what's in the best interests of Coffs Harbour so we can get the parking, we can get the cultural facilities that people are wanting down there off the back of maybe some tourism development on the western side of the road so that we can ensure that we have a good accommodation options and other options for the community. No one's foisting anything on the community. This is not about making millions of dollars by selling land. This is about using a jewel in the crown. As I said on Friday, 94% of the coastline between Tweed Heads and Newcastle is undeveloped. And where we have development or where we have structures that are already in place, let's utilise that to the best interests of the community. You know, a view from your accommodation across the ocean shouldn't just be available to the richest. It should be available and be a part of the suite of options that our community has. A lot of people in Camperdown have a great great view. Camperdown Street and Coffs have a great view. Other people would like to experience that view as well from their hotel room.
Yeah, exactly. Melinda, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Melinda Pavey, the Minister for Water, Property and Housing. We'll get this interview up online as well, and all the details from those plans are up there too. And like I said, the list of names from the people in the committee, they're the ones that are fighting for this project for you. If there's concerns you've got, if there's things you want raised or ideas, well, those 12 people are your go-to people.